Alan Greenspan will retire at the end of this month after an 18-year tenure as Fed chief. And while economists and historians may debate the influence of Greenspan on the economy and stock market, the Fed chief has produced a bull market for, well, at least one person. Erin Crow is an artist whose subject is Alan Greenspan. Yep, she does paintings of the Fed chief, and she joins us from the Broome Street Gallery in New York City, where you can currently see her Greenspan work. Erin Crow, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
Erin, what first sparked your interest in doing paintings of Alan Greenspan?
I submitted about six paintings into a Virginia art festival.
Mm-hmm.
The theme was the dollar sign. And I really was intrigued by the way people reacted to those six paintings. People would, like, stop in front of them, take pictures of themselves in front of them. They were really drawn to that work.
What were they seeing in your paintings? I mean, can you describe your Greenspan paintings? Are these presidential portrait-type paintings? Are these dogs playing pool-type paintings?
I don't think they're really either of those. They're sort of, they're very colorful. They're very expressionistic. There is, you can really, like, see the paint. They're sort of gloppy in areas. And what were they seeing in my paintings? I think they saw Alan Greenspan portrayed in a way they hadn't seen before, and also in a size and a shape that would, you know, fit in their living room or in their office.
And this is oil on canvas?
All of them are oil on canvas, yes.
What is the toughest feature to capture when you're painting Alan Greenspan?
Well, for me, having painted, I think, over 40 paintings of Alan Greenspan, it's always, you know, the glasses always seem like, you know, when I'm drawing them in, I'm sketching them in, they always seem like they're so big, and they always end up needing to be bigger. He's got some big glasses. And, you know, things like that. Sometimes, like, his ears and stuff, I feel like I'm always having to make those a little bit larger, too. Just try and, you know, keep the proportions correct.
It is true, I think, that we continue to grow our noses and our ears as we age. Have you heard that?
Yes, no, I have heard that.
I don't know if it's true or not, but if it's true, Alan Greenspan's ears do get larger.
Yes, no, they should be larger, especially now as opposed to 18 years ago.
Mm. Have you ever met Alan Greenspan?
I have not.
Do you want to?
You know, I don't have that much of an interest to meet him personally. I mean, I certainly admire him. I would be happy to meet him, but I think he might be a little bit freaked out if he were to meet me. I don't want to give him the wrong impression, you know?
Does he know about your work?
I think he must. I have, you know, I sent him an invitation to the show. I've written him a letter, and I've tried to explain what I do and why I do it, but I've never heard anything from him.
Well, I'm looking at a few of your paintings now because I'm just looking at the online pictures, which I'm sure don't quite do full justice, but they're lovely paintings. You've done a very nice job capturing the Fed chief.
Thank you very much.
What am I paying for one of your Greenspan paintings, Erin?
Well, they range in size. The medium-sized ones, they go for, like, you know, $3,000 to, you know, $5,000, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a couple in this show. Like, there's one that's it's like about 6 feet by 4 feet. It's a very big painting.
Is that a full body life size shot, or is that just Alan's head?
It's his head. There's some shoulders. There's a left hand being raised in exacerbation, possibly.
That's a big painting.
Yeah, no, it's a very large painting. And that one goes for, I think it's $12,000.
Mm-hmm. I don't see this among your online portfolio, but have you ever thought of doing a Greenspan still life, maybe just Alan's glasses sitting next to an apple?
No, but I do not have his glasses. It would be hard to find his glasses, I think.
I guess,
you know?
That's true. But
yeah.
I think there might be something there, just throwing that out as a business idea for you.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I take any business ideas.
Even very foolish ones. Who is your typical buyer?
Well, you know, they have really ranged. The first show sold out within a matter of, like, within a day, I think, actually. And, you know, in that show, it was a lot of business people, bankers, people in finance, hedge fund managers, and the like. But it's not necessarily true that that's the only people that buy these paintings. Like, we've already sold six paintings in this show, and one lady's a dental hygienist.
Mm.
You know, I mean, there's just normal people, like, throughout the country that are interested in Greenspan.
Mm. And do you get the sense that some people are looking at your paintings as an investment, or is it memorabilia and well-timed? What do you think is going through the mind of your buyer?
Well, I think it's clearly both. I mean, there's definitely huge investment opportunities in young emerging artists, and I think that people do see it as that. But also, it is it's a piece of memorabilia. We live in a culture of celebrity, and as Greenspan is getting ready to retire, people do want a piece of that to hold on to, I suppose. So I think it's both.
Hmm. Are you going to continue to paint Alan Greenspan once he's retired?
No. As Greenspan retires, I shall retire my painting of Greenspan. And I think that all of my friends and family will be very happy to know that I'm ready to move on at last.
As we close, Aaron, why do you think people are so interested by Alan Greenspan?
Well, I think, you know, he's one of the most powerful non-elected officials in the world. He has been around for the last 18 years. He's sort of an enigma. Nobody ever understands what he has to say. And yet, at the same time, he's so expressive in his face that it's like, how could you not understand what he's saying? I don't know. He's an enigma. He's an enigma to me, even after I've painted over 40 paintings of him.
But you still don't want to meet him.
Well, I'm not saying I don't want to meet him, but I think I might be a little bit embarrassed, too. Or I might be completely let down. You know, what if I meet him, and then it's like, you don't look anything like I thought you would.
Well, you've done a very fine job, and I think whether or not Alan has yet corresponded with you, I think that he would be proud. You can find her work at the Broome Street Gallery in New York City and at erincrowe.com. That's erincrowe.com. Erin Crowe, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you very much.